Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andy Fight is here, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Fight is Chief Executive Officer of InLocked, which is an organization that helps you and me protect our email. One of the primary jobs is to make sure that our email is secure when we need it to be. And he's an expert in cloud in the cloud computing world, and he's here to talk to us about how we use the cloud, how we are using it, and how we will be using it. Andy Fight, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back as always. You know, Andy, as I probably mentioned when you were here last, but I like saying this because it sort of helps put things in perspective, especially for people who may be new to the cloud discussion. I was using basically cloud computing and talking about it, I should say, on the show back in the last century when I was talking about ASPs, application service providers.
Yeah, well, I think it even goes back further than that. You and I can probably remember the days of time sharing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all that. So that was all, folks. That was where the bottom line is, though, that is processing power that doesn't reside on your equipment. It's somewhere else, but you get access to a piece of it. And over time, sharing and ASPs became cloud computing.
And yeah, and I think part of that is the marketing side, right? When you put a nice label on it, it makes sense. But there are also some of the key changes, really this whole client-server model of computing where an application could be both on your desktop and on a server, and part of it's running locally and part of your data is remote, enabled us to do some things that make computing just a lot easier to deploy, to manage,
right.
And so they put the label cloud on it.
Right. Well, and I think that was smart because it really does give you some intuition into it's intuitive, I should say, into how this works. Because we do sort of come together up in the ether, don't we? We come, you and I. If I do business with you, we sort of shake hands, not between your devices and my devices, and we transact business, up there, so to speak. And when I think about the eBay marketplace, for example, that's a cloud-based marketplace. That's a virtual marketplace, And so it's good to get our heads in along that line of thinking, and when people do that, Andy, they start realizing, well, wait a minute, when I post something on Facebook, that's cloud, right? When I use a Google a word processing program, that's cloud, right? And so I'm already using a lot of cloud computing. So what if I actually started paying attention to this and started identifying ways that my company could become more efficient with other cloud applications, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think people are using it every day. Maybe they're using Gmail as their mail system for their personal mail, or even companies are using Google Apps. And a lot of people use things like Dropbox today. That's a cloud application. Even Microsoft got into the game. You don't have to buy Office anymore. You can get their Office 365 and run it remotely. So it's everywhere. There are vertical applications. If you're a lawyer doing time and billing online, if you're an HR professional, there are tools like Taleo and Workday. In the old days, you had to buy a server, install applications, and set it up and back it up and do all this work. These days, you pay, $10 a month per user, and you're signed up and you're done. And it's less expensive. It's faster to get it up and running.
Automatically updated without any extra charge. Upgraded, updated. you got the new stuff. That there's if any of it has a security issue, you've got 0-day security upgrades with all this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the key. The thing that people are concerned about these days, I think it's two things. One is, can you rely on it, right? In the old days, you had that computer in the back room. You had an IT person. You knew if something broke, you knew who to call and who to go see. When it's in the cloud, there's a little, you're giving up some control. You don't have anybody to go talk to see. You can try calling their 800 number, but you know that's a concern people have. And then the second thing is, if I'm putting my corporate assets, the data about my clients and my company, up out there on the network, you know, who else might be able to see that? And that's where people start getting, you know, a little antsy about putting things in the cloud.
Right, exactly. So, what do you see? Where do you see cloud computing going? How far do you think we'll be going with this?
Well, I mean, I think we're still in the early days of it. Even though, you know, I would say everybody's using some of it, I don't expect that, you know, 10 years from now there'll be much left in house in IT. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really, you know, no reason for it. So, you know, there's a few cases where, you know, if you're a big bank doing electronic funds transfer, you probably want to own that application.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, why not let somebody else worry about the infrastructure?
Isn't the decreased number of PCs being sold, including laptops, and the increased number of tablets being sold and smartphones, isn't that going to drive cloud computing? Isn't that the future of cloud computing?
Well, and we're seeing this whole, you know, emerging, you know, you have the tablets and the Chromebooks and the things that don't even really have an operating system.
Right.
All your mobile devices and smartphones, absolutely, you don't want to have data on them. You don't want to manage them. You don't want to back them up. And they're always connected. So why not make use of the cloud? Why not make it just easier to run all of this? And for that reason, I think you're right, you know, the devices are probably going to get even more streamlined, and it's going to put more emphasis on having cloud applications and cloud management.
Well, and then you're going to segregate your devices by devices that you use for production and devices you use to access information, which is what I do. Yeah. My laptop is my production device, but my tablet and my smartphone are primarily for making information available.
And yeah, I think that's true. That's probably a one way to view how things will evolve.
Give us your website quickly, please, Andy.
It's www.nlocked.com.
Quick break. Andy Feit and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.